Attention, patriots. Broadcasting from the Free Zones, Radio Free Redoubt begins in 5, 4, 3, 2.
Well, good evening, patriots, strangers. Welcome to Radio Free Redoubt, the weekly podcast. And it's great to talk to you guys. Sorry for being away. You know, last week, we were all ready to go in the studio, ready for the podcast. We had the high wind storm. Most of the country actually had high winds. We were kind of on the front leading edge of that, but, 40, 50, 60 mile an hour gusts and so on. Well, just as we were beginning to set up to start the stream, boom, power out. So it just kind of shut us down. And we could have got the generator out and done all of the, jumped through all the hoops. But then it takes, considerable amount of time to cycle through the satellite internet uplink and all of that. So basically it would just, we just had to call it a night. So it is good to be back. Tonight we're going to do, and every Sunday it seems like some type of chaos ensues, good or bad. But tonight, actually this afternoon, it was is really good. Lady Liberty had an interview with another radio station interviewing for her run for Congress. And that ran right up until just moments ago. So what we're going to do is we're going to do a segment here. I'm going to cover some of the news and commentary items. And I have some thoughts on this. You guys, did everybody forget about the balloon from last week? It just, there's a balloon, NORAD's tracking another spy balloon. All of a sudden, poof, nothing. No follow-up, no, it just vanishes from the news, right? There's some things that are kind of suspicious about, not that balloon, but the way that it's being reported or wasn't being reported. So it's just kind of lingering in the back of my mind. We're going to get to that. But first, very interesting. Here is a nightmare scenario. Up to 4,000 inmates now have fled in Haiti after the prison. Some reports are saying two prisons have been under sustained gunfire, gun battles with police and prison security. And these gangs have overran it. At least one of the main prisons where they had almost 4,000 inmates who have all fled. Haiti is like, they're right there with Mogadishu, Somalia now. I mean, it's a no man's land. But don't think this is just, that's Haiti or this is Mogadishu. There's very, I predict we're going to see this type of chaos in Western nations, including the United States. Now, I believe also that this silent invasion that's been taking place on the southern border is going to play a role in that, with two different groups. We have communist Chinese, but then also the Islamists. And then there are a lot of gangs like MS-13 and who knows how many cartels who are also among the ranks. I mean, it is under the surface, what's bubbling and boiling and simmering under the surface, it will make what happened in Haiti look like child's play, potentially, one day. And at a time when they want to disarm us, I don't think so. The news and commentary. Is brought to you by Prepping 2.0, helping to take your preps to the next level. And if you've not already been doubling down on your preps to be self-reliant, when the supply chains stop, I would absolutely do so immediately. We're just we're still on borrowed time. Unbelievable, actually, that we've had this much time without things breaking loose. But yeah, get your preps up. Go to check out prepping2-0.com. One of the things we were tracking a couple of weeks ago was the Houthi rebels threatening to cut fiber optic lines across the, you know, the seabed fiber optic cables, which could cripple shipping, banking, communications, and so on. Well, apparently four of those now have been severed. So they're scrambling to try to get those repaired. And this ties in Djibouti, where we have significant military base there in northern Africa, and several places throughout the Middle East. But some analysts are suspicious that it could be because of that that recent ship that just, it was a cargo ship carrying fertilizer, that it was hit, struck twice by Houthis, which spent a week sinking. It finally sunk, but it traveled over the week's time, approximately, some estimates are about 200 miles. It drifted. So it was reportedly also dragging its anchor. And that right there will take out power lines too. So maybe the Houthis are just taking credit for it, or we don't really know the full extent there, and trying to get more information on that. Once again, lots of stuff going on in the news. Trump is absolutely taking the country by storm in all of these primaries, as predicted. It was also predicted that he has a 92% chance of sweeping all of the Republican primaries across the country. But wait, Nikki Haley has reportedly gotten her first victory. And boy, she's doing the dance about being the queen, the first woman ever to win a presidential nominee in a primary. So she's celebrating on that. But where? It's Washington, D.C. She wins the Republican nomination for Washington, D.C., which isn't even a state. It's barely even part of America anymore. It's the swamp. She's now the queen of the swamp, and chalking it up as a big victory now. So as well, look at the Republicans in Washington, D.C. that would vote for her, who hate, they're terrified of Trump. They can't afford for Trump to win. If he does, they're toast. Other stuff going on. Go Israel. Go Israel and don't let up. In fact, don't stop until Hamas is absolutely destroyed. You've got all of the prisoners, all of the kidnapped citizens recovered or identified, and Hamas is no longer a threat. Well, this has got the demoniacs around the world spun up with this anti-Israel, anti-Jewish rhetoric, and pro-Palestinian. Now, when you hear pro-Palestinian people waving Palestinian flags, that's the same as waving an ISIS flag. You get it? This invasion on October 7th, they beheaded babies. They raped women, young and old, and children. They executed people. They tortured people. They dismembered people. And these weren't even, they captured some soldiers, but most of them were civilians, old ladies, old men, people that were pro-Palestinian Israelites or Israelis, bleeding heart liberals, feeling sorry for the Palestinians. Well, now they're dead or captured. So continue on, Israel. Disregard this deep state dirt bags that are trying to tell you you got to stop. Kamala Harris, this ceasefire must happen now. Zip it. From Rare Foundation, a fatal jihad shooting in San Diego, a Muslim gunman kills his Jewish dentist, and media swiftly deploys tactics to defend Islam. Which shouldn't be surprising to any of us. Joe Biden, when he was asked down at the border, according to the Gateway Pundit, he was asked when he's going to, or why is he waiting to take executive action on the border? And Biden absurdly claimed he has no authority to do anything to secure the border. He said, quote, "We need more forces on the border. I don't have the authority to do that," Biden shouted. The pure insanity unfolding, taking place, you know, right before our eyes. Canada is working on making Christianity illegal. According to just this Discern report, Christianity illegal, long-running government campaign to stir hate, reaching the end goal. A government hate campaign against Christianity that WorldNet Daily first documented some 16 years ago when Canada's discriminatory speech limits first started affecting Christian ministries there. It's reaching its end game now. It's a plan to criminalize Christianity, with Bible reading and prayer considered hate speech and considered a crime, punishable with prison time, according to this new report from News Addicts. And yeah, we saw this coming. Shouldn't be too big of a surprise to any of us. You know, there are some major wildfires going on right now, and I just got a report from an Amron operator on the ground, and using the Amron network, he submitted a situation report. Now, this was submitted yesterday, and I just got it this afternoon, but this is a great report. This is a great sit-rep put out by an Amron operator on the ground collecting information and then sharing it with the rest of the network. Now, granted, we're grid up. You can get a lot of this through the news. And actually, what's nice about this, you can corroborate this with open news sources. But what if we were grid down? This operator has established himself as a credible source for accurate, timely intelligence. So this was put out 2403:03 0200 Zulu time, and here's his report. The fires in Texas are raging. As of yesterday, March 2nd to 2024 at 0700 Central Time, there are four fires burning in the Texas Panhandle. The Magenta Fire is 3,297 acres and 85% contained. The Wind Deuce Fire is 142,000 acres, burned, 60% contained. The Grapevine Creek Fire, 30,000 acres, 60% contained. The Smokehouse Creek Fire is 1,078,000 acres burned and is 15% contained. And these figures are over 24 hours old, so expect acreage and containment numbers to go up. The fear is that these fires will all merge into one large complex fire. There have been reports of homes being destroyed, but I cannot find a good estimate on the numbers. Hundreds and thousands of cows have been killed in these fires. And also, apparently, the area where these wildfires are taking place is where a vast majority of cattle in Texas are raised. So this is cattle country where these fires are taking place. The fire has been very devastating to not only property, but to people's emotional well-being. The state has resources on site and have called the TIFMAS strike teams, as well as all the volunteer firefighters that they can get up there. They have air tankers dropping water and retardant along the fire lines, as well as a dozer crew working on containment lines. The hand crews are working very hard as well. It's exhausting work. Please keep all the firefighters and the victims of the fire and their families in your prayers. We'll update as soon as I can get more information. So I look forward to his next situation report, which is put out. Anybody with a shortwave radio or ham radio can receive it on our frequencies. You can go to Ameron.com and just type in Persistent Presence Net. Somebody is always on the air, and that's where these type of reports are going to be passed. So you can stay informed as well. Good training. Real world. All right, now, something that I wanted to cover here real quick. You know, I was going to hit on this last week when I thought I was going to do a show. I was actually going to dedicate a segment to this. And I'm actually glad that things worked out the way they did. Because the last thing that we had heard was that another high-level spy balloon type unidentified balloon was spotted over Colorado, right where NORAD is. And it was just this newly discovered balloon, high-altitude balloon, and now NORAD is scrambling. And the government is all these news outlets, and they're the usual suspects that put out fake news. I mean, they're the ones that are also carrying all the warnings from the FBI and everybody else about this impending cyber attack that's coming. And now we're getting weekly updates, basically telling us the same thing, but they're keeping the narrative in front of us. We're in danger. Cyber attacks, cyber attacks, cyber attacks. Now, last year when an actual Chinese spy balloon flew over, they let that cross over the entire continent, knowing it was there the whole time, flying over several key military bases, numerous reports, it's impossible to verify, are saying that it was an immense amount of intelligence gathered by the communist Chinese on our infrastructure and military bases and communications and so on. We'll never know the truth of that, other than this Biden regime waited until it left U.S. airspace and then shot it down. So now we get another report of another high-altitude balloon. When was it reported? Friday afternoon at the end of the news cycle, just as sun was setting, we're getting reports of another high-altitude balloon. Now, NORAD doesn't let anything enter our airspace. They're not surprised by a high-altitude balloon. They track it. Every speck that's up there, they're tracking it. But right going into the weekend, just as the sun's setting, where citizens can't go out there and visually verify anything, right? It's getting dark. Now they're telling us of this high-altitude balloon over Colorado that just appeared. Like they were surprised by it. Okay, and then all the main normal fake news places started running this, another threat, another high-altitude balloon. And then it vanished from the news. We never hear anything. Well, I finally found an article here. As it turns out, it sounds like it's a ham radio operator because they say they got the call sign. He was transmitting his location, probably ADS-B, and they verified that it was a hobbyist's balloon who didn't want his call sign that he was transmitting made public because he didn't want to be the center of, you know, interviews and the news cycle and everything else. But here's the thing. More and more panic is being put out by this administration who doesn't think that the border invasion on our southern border is a big deal. Well, up until the last week or two, but it's Trump's fault now. But the whole time they're saying the border's secure. It's not a threat. This is not an existential threat. The border is secure. While everybody in the world knows otherwise that we're being invaded. But they're telling us there's a cyber attack coming. We're all in danger. So anyway, I smell the setup for a false flag. That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm getting to the point. Here's the bottom line. It's election season. Trump is destroying any semblance of competition, and Biden doesn't have a chance against him, and the left knows it. And they cannot allow him to be president at all costs. So look alive, patriots. Be vigilant. Praise the Lord and pass the ammunition, right? And just be vigilant. Suspect everything that comes out as an official news story that has anything to do with our security from this regime right here, right now. That's in the swamp that's in Washington, D.C. Anything they tell you, if it's a threat, it's because they're making something into a threat because they're trying to create an emergency. If they're saying something's not a threat, it probably is. So they have zero credibility. So be vigilant. Anyway, come back here with a short segment two with Lady Liberty joining me here in Studio A. So stick around, patriots. We'll be right back.
One podcast dares to be different.
I'm Renee Holiday. I'm announcing my candidacy for Congress for District 5 in Eastern Washington as a strong conservative Christian MAGA Republican. We are currently in an existential crisis in America because of weak leadership who have failed to place God first over this nation. They have also failed to keep their oaths of office to uphold and defend the Constitution and the rights of the individual. They have failed to secure our elections and have opened our border to an invasion from over 172 countries. America has never been more vulnerable to attack than we are now. I'm running because Eastern Washington needs a rep with some spine that can stand up to this lawless regime and help bring America back under the safety of our Constitution by securing our elections and closing our border. I have already written the congressional bill to do just that and have been publicly pushing it for the past year. Eastern Washington needs a fighter with a record of being effective in fighting the globalists, and that fighter is me. I have been fighting the globalists for 18 straight years and have written two books about it. Eastern Washington needs an effective fighter in D.C., and that fighter is me, Renee Holiday. I need your vote on August 6th, but I need your support right now to kick off my campaign. I'm running to win and to take America back, and I can only do this with your support. Let's get it done together. So you can go to my campaign website at ReneeHolidayForCongress.com. It's spelled ReneeHoladay for Congress.com.
This ad paid for by the Committee to Elect Renee Holiday, Washington Congressional District 5.
Are you prepared to defend yourself in the dark? A weapon light helps you identify and even deter threats in low light. But it can be difficult to find a secure and comfortable holster. At Works, we design and build holsters for Glock and Sig Sauer pistols with lights. Our precision fit holsters will help you carry with confidence so you're ready to defend yourself day and night. Go to worksholsters.com. Find your gun and light in our holster finder, select your preferred carry style, and order your holster today.
Welcome back, patriots, to segment two of a two-segment show tonight here at Radio Free Redoubt. Coming at you after a couple of weeks of hiatus and windstorms and power outages and all that good nonsense, but we're back. So I've got Lady Liberty in Studio A with me this evening. Good evening, Lady Liberty.
Well, good evening to you. And I'm moving up in the world. I've made two promotions so far. I used to be segment four. Now I'm segment two.
You're working your way up. Soon you're going to be news and commentary. Codename news and commentary.
That's funny.
Well, you are working your way up. Actually, it's a busy day for you. You just had another radio show interview out of Spokane, the most recent one just before the show tonight.
That's right. And we actually recorded two shows. So they're going to play the first show this week and another one for next week. So all that right. was exciting.
Oh, very cool.
Yep.
Yeah, you got two for one then.
That's right.
Well, that works. Well, there's a lot going on in the news cycle, and obviously Trump is the Trump storm is sweeping America. And, well, except for Nikki Haley's little tempest in the teapot victory in D.C.
Which stands for nothing, because nobody on God's green earth is the slightest bit interested in who the deep state wants as president.
Oh, exactly. It's shameful, actually.
Yep, right.
If you are the Republican that the deep state wants and votes for in D.C.
Yeah, you shouldn't tell anybody.
I would.
Man. You might want to hide that as well as you possibly can.
I wouldn't want anyone to know.
Exactly. Keep that in the closet.
The Queen of the Swamp. That's going to be her new title. That's what Trump called her.
Yeah.
That's great.
Well, and we've got to talk about this because I'm finding it hard to believe that so many Republicans are failing to understand the importance of elections.
Yeah.
That they don't see it as a big issue, that we have continuously had election fraud since the year 2000.
And they're so willing to, well, here's something that's got to change. And we say this every year, we've got to stop sitting out the primaries and just showing up in November for the general election.
Right.
Because you know how we're losing our country at the primaries. Because that's the one that they put all of the money into to get the leftist Republican in instead of the patriot Republican.
Well, and even worse than that is what happens as a result of the fraud that happens. Because as we know, stolen elections have catastrophic consequences.
Yes, they do.
As we're watching right now, all of this is a consequence of the election of 2020 that was stolen.
That's right.
And now everybody is admitting that they knew it was stolen, and that while, yes, mail-in ballot statistics now prove that, yes, the 2020 was stolen. And so now they're just willing to say, okay, we all knew it. We all knew that it was.
Right.
We all knew in the beginning. And yet we've gone through 3 years of this torture where we've been invaded and we've watched nothing but corrupt criminal behavior from the highest offices.
I know.
And so if people are failing to understand the consequences and the dire importance of honesty and integrity in elections,
yep,
we're not going to be a nation anymore, and probably after this term. Because
right.
Here we have the highest offices in the land now occupied by subversive communists that have been stealing elections since 2000.
And they're setting the stage to steal the next one.
Yep, that's right. Right in front of us because they've been able to do it this whole time. Why do anything different?
Well, they have to do one thing different because, first of all, a lot more eyes are on this time. A lot of the loopholes have been filled. And the momentum of Trump and the wake of Trump, that means all of the other elections this year are going to pull such a high turnout of voters. Trump himself is counting on this massive sweep, this wave, that will be such a big voter turnout, they can't steal it. Well, the Democrats got another ace up their sleeve, and that's the wide open border. And
right.
This is a scary thing.
Because we've got this clip here from the highest office in the land of justice, from Department of Justice, Merrick Garland, who is corrupt through and through. He's an enemy of the United States.
Yes.
And just like every other globalist that is usurping their positions and acting as if they don't have to obey any of our constitutional laws and they can just ignore law as it's written and do whatever they want right over top of us.
Yes.
That's exactly what they've been doing this past 3 years. And so listen to this clip now as to what he has to say about how they're going to protect their election fraud and election theft apparatus.
is still under attack. And that is why the Justice Department is fighting back. That is why one of the first things I did when I came into office was to double the size of the voting section of the Civil Rights Division. That is why we are challenging efforts by states and jurisdictions to implement discriminatory, burdensome, and unnecessary restrictions on access to the ballot, including those related to mail-in voting, the use of drop boxes, and voter ID requirements. That is why we are working to block the adoption of discriminatory redistricting plans that dilute the vote of black voters and other voters of color.
Yeah, that's a creep from the swamp. Oh, right there, if there ever was one.
Definitely, because he says the right to vote is still under attack. I mean, here's the perp calling us the people that are attacking their right to vote.
Right.
He's the perpetrator of election fraud. And he says the right to vote is still under attack. And that is why the Justice Department is fighting back.
The right for illegals to vote is under attack. So we're going to...
Yeah. And so then he continues, we are challenging efforts by states and jurisdictions who implement discriminatory, burdensome, and unnecessary restrictions on access to the ballot, including those related to mail-in voting, the use of drop boxes, and voter ID requirements. So here is the guy that is in the highest position in our justice system declaring that election fraud is going to be protected.
Defending the parts of elections that are most commonly openly known to be the highest vulnerable areas in elections.
That are the most fraudulent.
That's what he's going to defend.
Those are the apparatus, the tools that communists use to take over the elections.
Right.
There is not an honest thing about any of it. And we know it. This is election theft, black and white. And so here they are defending their process of fraud. And this is astonishing.
It is. Yeah, and it's a communist coup. It's a three-year communist coup. Now they're just trying to hold they're not even trying to gain ground anymore. They're just trying to hold the ground they've stolen.
Right. And so the fact that they're saying, we don't want voter ID requirements at all because they want to be able to have just open voting for every illegal that has invaded this nation.
That's right.
So, you know, obviously, and so what do you call that? When an army of people that is paid by the United Nations comes in and gets to vote in your presidential election with no ID, no anything. That's
an invasion. That's a takeover.
That's a takeover. That is another part of a communist coup.
That's right.
Where basically their paid armies are now allowed to vote.
Yep.
And it's illegal from the word go.
Well, if Americans want to preserve America, there's no pretty way to do this at this point.
It's got to be stopped.
Yeah. And we're really running out of peaceful means. The election, I think, is going to be our last peaceful option for preserving America.
Well, and we've already lost it. To truly actually be able to do something about the election this time, we would have to do exactly what Argentina did and throw the electronic voting machines out.
Yeah.
That is the only reason Javier Milei got in, was because they threw them out. And so to falsely assume, again, I'm sorry that Trump thinks that because it worked in 2016, that it's bound to work in 2020, and it didn't. And so then he says it again, it's bound to work in 2024. I don't see how there's any way possible that it can work. But Argentina knows how to do it right.
That's right.
Well,
this goes back to the Congress. I mean, Congress is the only one that has the authority to attack this.
To do something at the federal level and ban the electronic voting machines. Because there is no argument about states' voting rights when this is a federal election.
Right.
And when it is a federal fraud.
Yes.
It is federal fraud apparatus happening. And Congress is absolutely the only one that can do that.
Yeah. There's the solution right there. I think we need to get some more patriots in Congress.
Well, my bill
Yes.
The checkmate bill should have been enacted last year when we were sending copies of it.
Not one single member of Congress entered a bill to ban electronic voting machines.
They didn't even write back. President Trump wrote back, but none of those 900 plus bills that were sent even got an acknowledgement. And this is the election that it needed to have happened.
It's hard to maintain any kind of hope in that kind of an environment.
They can still do it. They could still pass that bill, especially when they link it to child trafficking,
right.
saying if you don't ban electronic voting machines, it's going to leave our border wide open and the child trafficking is going to be rampant still.
Right.
So if you want the child trafficking to stop, you must sign this bill to ban electronic voting machines.
Yep. Not too late.
Save the children, save the nation. It all works out.
Exactly. Well, good. Good updates. And thanks for the audio clip, too, on Merrick Garland. We'll have to play that this week on the morning commute.
That's right.
All right.
You know, just in case we might have recorded it already. I mean, it's...
What? You did? When I wasn't looking? When did you have time to do that? All right. Well, we're out of time. We are out of time. So I'll let you say goodnight to the listeners and we'll wrap it up.
That's right, everyone. You all have a wonderful evening and thank you for joining us tonight.
All right, guys. You have a blessed week. Be safe. Be vigilant. Join us, every weekday morning, 7 a.m. Pacific time. Otherwise, right here, hell or high water and the creek don't rise, next Sunday night for the weekly podcast. This is the Voice of the American Redoubt. Good night.